Thank goodness it's a new year. With 2021 still in its infancy, it's a great time for us guitar geeks to look ahead and get excited about new products. Which is why in today's show, I'm going to share with you the luthiers that you need to watch in 2021. Hey TAC family, and welcome to episode number 171 of the Acoustic Tuesday Show. This show is designed to bring fun, focus, and progress to your guitar journey through my weekly Guitar Geek lists, plus success stories from your fellow TAC members. This week, you're going to learn about Damon D, who just experienced a small win that I know for a fact you'll resonate with. In fact, every single Guitar Geek that is watching this show has experienced what Damon D has experienced in one way or another. You're going to learn about Damon and his small win here in just a little bit, plus you're going to get some acoustic news you can use, which is chock full of some new albums that you need to be aware of. But first, let's go ahead and dig into the luthiers that you need to watch in 2021. Now, to keep things organized, I'm going to present it to you in the following format. I'm going to tell you who you need to watch, what their current standout product is, and why you need to watch them. So without further ado, let's go ahead and dig in. The first guitar maker that you need to watch for 2021 is Mule Resophonic Guitars. Their current standout product is actually a tie, in my opinion, between the Mavis and the Tricone. More on the Mavis in just a moment. The reason you need to watch Mule Resophonic Guitars is because since their inception, they've continued to evolve and develop new models, seemingly at the drop of a hat. Matt leads a very small and agile team of luthiers, and if they want to make a new product, they simply do it. They don't have to get corporate approval, they don't have to go to the factory and let everybody that's building know what's going on. They quite simply think of a new thing, and they go and do it, and they do it fast. And that's how the Mavis came to be. So let's go ahead and look at the Mavis and see how awesome it is.
Check this out, this is mine. Mavis. How many ended up selling?
102 weeks.
102 weeks. This is hand-carved, which, you know, I love handmade, but check this out. So this guy, when I rock up, makes this one, and it's thinner. He's like, oh, I got this great idea. I'm going to take your idea. I'm going to make it better. Oh, how awesome is this? And then check out how it sounds.
The second guitar maker that you need to watch for 2021 is Iris Guitars out of Burlington, Vermont. If you haven't heard of these guys yet, make sure to pay attention because you are in for an absolute treat. Their current standout product is the DE11, the Dan Erlewine signature model that's modeled after a KG11, a vintage KG11. In fact, you're going to hear the DE11 in a moment, but first, you need to pay attention to Iris Guitars because they make high-end guitars that are faithful to tradition at a very sweet price point. Bottom line, for the price offered, you get a ton of guitar. Now let's go ahead and listen to that DE11 from my favorite guitar demoer, Matt Chulka at Eddie's Guitars. This next guitar maker you have no doubt heard of before. Taylor Guitars. Yes, you need to watch Taylor Guitars in 2021, but first, what's the current standout product? The current standout product, in my eyes, is the GTK21E. You're going to hear it in just a moment, but why do you need to pay attention to Taylor Guitars in 2021? They're one of the big ones. Should we really pay attention to one of the big guitar manufacturers? Yes, because as of January 11th, 2021, Taylor Guitars is 100% employee owned. Why is this important to guitar geeks like you and me? Well, being that it's 100% employee owned, I think we're gonna see a ton of innovation, and I think we're gonna see the quality step up big time because every employee that walks through those doors is invested in the success of Taylor Guitars, which is pretty exciting. I think it's pretty amazing. Now, remember that standout product, the GTK21E? Well, courtesy of Alamo Music, we have a wonderful demo. This thing sounds amazing, it looks amazing, but you can be the judge for yourself. Thank you. Next up on my list is one of my favorite guitar makers of all time, Bourgeois Guitars. And to me, their current standout product is a little bit difficult for me to pick because they are such an amazing custom shop. Each guitar has a different combination of specs and tone woods, so to pick one standout product is difficult, but if I had to, I would go to their standard line and I'd pick out their Fingerstyle Deluxe model. Now, I'm biased because that's what my custom OMSC Bourgeois is based off of, but that's what I would pick, their Fingerstyle Deluxe model. Note, you're going to be hearing my custom OMSC here in just a moment, but it won't be played by me. But why should we pay attention to Bourgeois Guitars in 2021? Well, I was surfing their website and I was digging through their blog and I found this quote. Check this out. Much of 2020 has also been spent developing a variety of exciting new products slated for introduction throughout 2021. Though I'm unable to go into greater detail at this time, new product categories include a series of guitars aimed at lower price points, new model additions to our high-end guitar line, and mandolins. I'm pretty sure the folks at Bourgeois just kind of looked into my brain and thought, gosh, what would Tony want for 2021? Lower priced models, additions to their high-end guitar line, and mandolins? I mean, I think we're in for a treat in 2021 when it comes to Bourgeois guitars. Now, remember my custom OMSC that I said I wasn't playing in this demo? Well, we're gonna visit Matt Chulka from Eddie's Guitars again. He's gonna play my guitar so you can hear it in somebody else's hands. We're gonna head to Sisters, Oregon to see the next guitar maker that you need to watch for 2021. Yes, it's Preston Thompson Guitars, and to me, their current standout product is the Billy Strings Signature model, which was launched to great success last year. In fact, in here just a little bit, you're gonna see where the very first Billy Strings Signature model went. It's a pretty amazing story, if I do say so myself. But here's why you need to watch Thompson Guitars for 2021. Number one, they'll be releasing a new artist model, which I'm not at liberty to say who it is, but it's gonna be pretty darn exciting. And number two, their Masterpiece series. Holy smokes, we've seen two amazing guitars from the Masterpiece series, and I think 2021 will hold another amazing instrument, if not maybe a couple amazing instruments. My fingers are crossed. Now, remember that Billy Strings model? Let's go ahead and see where the very first Billy Strings model went.
You kinda need a new one, don't you?
Well, let's hold this.
This is the first of 33 of the Billy String Signature one, and they wanted to give the first one to you. So we got it for you.
Furk Guitars, or Furk Guitars, is the next guitar maker that you need to watch for 2021. To me, their current standout product is the Little Jane Travel Guitar. This thing is truly amazing. It sounds good, and it's ridiculously convenient. The neck detaches and stores within the body. It goes within a backpack. You'll see more on the limited edition here in just a moment. But the reason why you need to pay attention to Furk is that in the last couple of years, they just have developed a US hub for their guitars. So I believe that not only are you gonna see new model development, you're also gonna see Furk guitars starting to pop up more and more and more. Now, I talked about the Little Jane, and I talked about the limited edition Little Jane. It's beautiful. Cocobolo back and sides, unreal. Beautiful guitar, it sounds awesome. Let's give it a listen. Remember how I said you also need to watch out for the bigger guitar makers in 2021? You know, I mentioned Taylor. Well, right now we're headed to Nazareth, Pennsylvania, because you need to watch Martin Guitar for 2021. To me, their current standout product is the David Gilmour 12 string. It sounds amazing. You're gonna hear it in a bit. It looks amazing too, by the way. You're gonna hear it in just a second, but the reason you need to watch Martin for 2021 is that their NAMM rollout this year has been pretty conservative compared to last year's. But I think this is a good thing. I think this means that 2021 is going to hold a lot of surprises for Martin Guitar. In fact, I think they're going to be rolling out new models throughout the year, which is super exciting for us guitar geeks. But let's now look at the first model that they've rolled out that caught my attention, and that's the David Gilmour 12-string. I've got another large guitar manufacturer that you need to watch for 2021, and it's Epiphone. Yes, indeed, their current standout product in my eyes is the Epiphone Masterbuilt series and the Epiphone Inspired By series. If I was to get specific, it would be the Inspired By J45 and the Masterbuilt Frontier. Now, I know they issued the Frontier last year, I believe, but it still has captured my heart, so I just went ahead and moved it into 2021. Now, the reason you need to pay attention to Epiphone is this. With Epiphone stepping up their production and also the quality of their guitars, I believe that these Epiphone Inspired By guitars are gonna stand really proud next to the American-made Gibson stuff. In fact, if you're doubting me, it's okay to doubt me, you can disagree even. But let's go ahead and take a listen to the Epiphone Inspired By J45, and I think you'll see that they've really stepped up their quality even in the last couple of years. My list is nearly complete. I have two more guitar makers to share with you, and this next one is on the East Coast of the US. Yes, Paul Reed Smith. Makers of beautiful electric guitars are making huge waves in the acoustic guitar industry, particularly with their SE Parlor guitar. This is a small, mid-priced guitar that sounds incredible. My dad bought one, he absolutely loves it, and you're about to hear a demo that makes this guitar sound amazing, well, because it is, but especially in this player's hands. We'll get there in a moment, but why do you need to pay attention to PRS in this next year? Well, they haven't officially announced any new additions to their acoustic lineup, but given the traction that they've made in the last 3 years, I wouldn't be surprised if later in the year they maybe expanded the product line. Now, this is pure speculation on my part, but I mean, when something's working, you gotta go with it, right? And I think we're gonna see an expansion of the acoustic line, if not later this year, maybe sneaking into 2022. All that being said, let's hear my favorite acoustic guitar from PRS, the SE Parlor guitar, in the hands of Sierra Hull. And the final guitar maker that you need to watch for 2021 is Eastman Guitars. And to me, their current standout product is the AC622CE. Why? Because it implements a lot of their newer changes or their newer developments and additions. Particularly, the reason you need to watch out for Eastman is I think they've always done a good job of taking guitars that we find iconic and making them in a quality fashion at a really sweet price point. Now, in terms of aesthetics and additions to their lineup, they've added sound ports on some of the models. They've added new inlay packages. They've also added arm bevels. So they've kind of expanded their modern fingerstyle line, if you will. And speaking of that modern fingerstyle line, let's go ahead and listen to the AC622CE with a beautiful maple leaf inlay pattern. So there you have it, my list of guitar makers to watch for 2021. Yes, some are small shops, some are big shops, but nonetheless, they are up to exciting things and us guitar geeks need to pay attention. Which brings me to the question I have for you. What guitar maker are you excited about for 2021? Do you have your eyes on a product that you cannot wait to get your hands on? Or do you think a guitar maker is gonna come through at the last second in 2021 and introduce something amazing? Go ahead and let me know in the comments below. And speculation is absolutely welcome. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the future of guitar making in 2021. Now it's time for you to meet fellow guitar geek and Tony's Acoustic Challenge member, Damon D. Damon D has an incredible small win that he's about to share with you, but to get the context and to understand how truly big this small win is, you have to understand where Damon was with the guitar. And here's a video from Damon himself describing what he's been doing for the last 10 or so years.
My name is Damon. It is February 19th, 2020, and I am taking Tony's 30-day challenge. What I can do on the guitar is pretty much what you just heard. Strumming with the four, five, maybe six chords that I know. Being able to move the capo around to change keys to play different things. But other than that, I'm pretty much lost. I've been self-taught for about 8 years, and the bane of my existence has been one of those. I simply have no idea how to use one of these effectively, or to incorporate it to anything I know. And I have zero ability to move around on the neck using just my fingers or doing any licks, any solo playing, things like that. So here we go. Let's see how it goes.
So now you know where Damon started, let me go ahead and read you the small win that he experienced. It's pretty darn amazing, and I think some of you guitar geeks will resonate with this as well. Here's what he has to say. I remember the first time my fretting hand moved from a G chord to a C chord, and I didn't have to think about it. It just kind of happened, and quite honestly, it caught me by surprise. I haven't had one of those moments since until last night. I finished up with work, grabbed my guitar, and tuned her up, and then looked at my nemesis, the pick. I hate this little thing. I really do. And of course, he said as much in his video. I didn't have a lesson open, not even a tab to play through. I was just going to warm up with a few stretches and chords when I unconsciously walked through the blues boogie from the 30-day challenge. Just once, but the fretting and picking hand were in sync, and the direction was correct. Holy crow, that actually worked! So naturally, I tried to do it again. But once I was thinking about it, nope. Ugh. So the goal for today, figure out how I'm able to play the blues boogie flawlessly as long as I'm not paying attention to what I'm doing. I'm so appreciative of Damon sharing his small win. It's so cool to hear about a fellow guitar geek that was working so hard at something and then all of a sudden it clicked. And I think that's a feeling all of us guitar geeks can relate to on one level or another, where you're working so hard at something one day and then the next day, everything just kind of seemingly falls in line. Also, I want to underscore the importance of celebrating small wins. Small wins are the single most important thing when it comes to locking in your guitar routine. Quite simply, if something feels good, if something makes you feel good, you're going to continue to do it. So celebrating small wins is a way to make every playing session you have with your guitar feel good. So when you're through playing your guitar for the day, just think back and ask yourself, what's one thing that went well? It could be the tiniest little thing. Maybe you were able to get your guitar in tune and it sounded damn good. Maybe the pick felt great in your hands. Or in Damon's case, maybe he was able to do something unconsciously and not even have to think about it. Well, I guess that's the definition of unconsciously. Nonetheless, make sure to celebrate small wins. They truly, truly mean so much to your success as a guitar geek and to locking in that solid guitar routine. Next up, let's have a look at some guitarsonals from our Acoustic Tuesday viewing family. We've got two guitarsonals today, one from the Great White North, yes indeed Canada, and one from the Midwest in Indiana. Let's start up in the Great White North and see what Cross has in his guitarsonal. This is Jim Cross Crosby from Oshawa, Ontario, Canada, and here's what's in his guitarsonal, going from right to left. We have a Gibson Les Paul Studio, which was played by a friend in a 90s punk band. We have an Epiphone Les Paul Special, an Alabama ALM 15E mandolin, a Fender CN240 SCE Thinline Acoustic, a 1980 Yamaha G235 Classical, which was his first ever guitar, a Norman B50 CH, a Taylor 324 CE with V-class bracing, a Norman B1812 Protégé, which is a 12-string, and finally a Taylor GS Mini, which is a special tack edition that he won in December 2019. Now, this is clearly a festive holiday-themed guitarsonal. He also wants to mention that he's got a room humidifier there to keep his children healthy, a sandcast replica of my late mom's dog, Heidi, and his 2019 Alf lanyard. Also, his two favorite brands of bourbon are present, and he's got a Tony Furtado skull mug to wash it all down while he decides which guitar to play. Happy holidays to my TAC fam. Next up, we're going to head to Leavenworth, Indiana, and check out Damon Sean McClure's Guitarsenal. He's got a Fender American Telecaster, a Fender Squire Rebuild Stratocaster, a 2013 Gibson 1941 J100 reissue, a 2013 Gibson J160, an Alvarez 5041, an Alvarez Cutaway, a Gold Tone Mandolin, and a Johnson Banjo. Well, I want to thank both Kroz and Damon for sharing their Guitarsenals with us. And if you're sitting there thinking, I have a Guitarsenal, I want to share it on the Acoustic Tuesday show, please do so. It takes three simple steps. Step number one, please go to acoustictuesday.store and pick out your favorite Guitarsenal shirt. Get it shipped directly to your door. Step number two, put that shirt on and take a picture amongst all of your guitars. And step number three, visit acousticlife.tv, click on the submit link in the top menu, and once you do that, you can upload your picture and tell your story just like Kroz and Damon did. It is now time for acoustic news you can use, and I have a whole slew of albums to tell you about. Some of these will be released later in 2021, but you could pre-order them now, and others are right on the cusp of release, so let's go ahead and dig right in. This first one is a pre-order opportunity, and it is from Parker Millsap, and holy smokes, am I excited about this one. If you've heard Parker Millsap already, you should be excited. If you haven't, well, you should be excited to dig into his current catalog. But he has a new album coming out on April 9th, and it's entitled Be Here Instead. And let's go ahead and listen to the first track he's released off of this upcoming album. Again, out April 9th, and the track you're about to listen to is The Real Thing.
Give me something real, give me something true, give me something I can feel, give me some of you. Give me something fresh, give me something bold, I can hold you to my chest through the telephone.
The next album you need to be aware of is from my dear friend Simon Flory down in Texas. It will be released February 26th, 2021. It's entitled Haul These Blues Away, and I found out about this via Instagram, and I'm going to go ahead and read you exactly what he posted, because he's releasing this album from an interesting perspective. He's been at it for quite a while, but I think the whole pandemic situation maybe pushed things a little bit faster because, well, a lot of musicians have had spare time on their hands. Here's what he wrote. While it feels like a strange time to promote music, I'd like to think of it as sharing my pandemic art project, albeit years in the making, and interjecting some positivity into the conversation. To say we got the blues is an understatement. My hope is that this record will help haul a little of yours away. I am super excited to hear new music from Simon. He is one of my dear friends, but also one of my favorite artists because he really lays it all out there. All of his releases thus far have felt like glimpses into his own personal journey, and I think that's the sign of a pretty incredible artist. When you can take people along with you on your own journey, it's kind of a cool thing. So look forward to that. That's again February 26th, 2021, Haul These Blues Away by Simon Flory. The next album that you have to be aware of, well, it's not really an album, it's an EP, and it's from our good friend Tommy Emmanuel. Yes, indeed, the acoustic guitar virtuoso himself has just released an EP, the Imagine EP, where the A-side is a cover of John Lennon's Imagine, which is brilliantly arranged, I have to say so myself. I watched it just the other day, and I just was stunned at the sheer beauty of Tommy's interpretation of the song and his arrangement. But the B-side is a song called I've Always Thought of You, and it has an interesting story behind it. So let's go ahead and listen to, well, we're going to listen to Tommy play a little bit of the song, but let's go ahead and hear the story behind the song.
This song is called I've Always Thought of You, and I wrote this song because I was missing my daughter, Amanda, I sent her a fax, that's how long ago it was, saying that I was thinking of her and I missed her. And I got back from the show I was playing, and under my door was a fax from her. And it said, Dear Daddy, I've always thought of you. And then the letter went on. And what a beautiful phrase it was. So thank you, Amanda, for that. And here it is, I've always thought of you.
The final album I want to share with you today is being released in just 3 short days. Yes, on January 29th, Yasmin Williams will be releasing her album Urban Driftwood. Now, I told you about this album some time ago, but it is right on the cusp of release, and she's just released her very first music video. Not just her first music video for this album, although that is true, it's her first music video ever. And visually, it's stunning. The music is captivating. It's the kind of music that just teleports you to another dimension. And since I've talked it up so much, let's go ahead and have a listen right now. Well, with all those new albums rattling around your brain, I think it's a good time for me to sign off. But before I do so, let's take a quick sneak peek into next week. Next week, I'll be talking about Tonewoods on the Acoustic Tuesday show. Yes, indeed, it will be Tony's tone-centered Tonewood talk. And I'll be looking at various Tonewoods and the tonal profiles that they offer. This will be a huge help to you if you're looking to spec out a custom guitar or simply just looking for your next guitar at your local music store. You can catch the Acoustic Tuesday show every single Tuesday at 10 a.m. on YouTube, so be sure to tune in. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for being a guitar geek. And remember, your guitar progress, your guitar success, however you define it, is directly related to your guitar routine. So take the time to invest in your guitar routine and make sure that you have fun every single day that you play. Thanks again for joining me, and I'll see you next Tuesday on the Acoustic Tuesday show. Cheers.